Welcome back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, your number one source for information on taking care of your pets. Here are your hosts, Rick Pruse and Lee Cohen.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And we're talking this morning with Julia Palmer Wilson, who is the president of the Capital Area Humane Society. And Julia, we were talking before the break, record year in 2020. And amazing to hear, almost makes me afraid to ask the question, do we want kitten season in 2021? So we've got some, because usually when we've talked in the past, that had been the thing that you were dealing with in the spring is, oh my God, what are we going to do in order to prevent this problem from happening? What's going on in that case?
Well, you know, kitten season comes every year. We don't get to choose whether we get it or not. So we love kittens. They're beautiful. But kitten season has already started. In fact, we're seeing kittens earlier this year than we've seen in the past several years. So whatever that means, the mama cat seemed pregnant earlier. Maybe it's due to the weather, seasonal. Yeah. We can't always understand nature, but we already seen kittens and adopting out kittens, which, I mean, we're just in April. Usually that's a May to June phenomenon, right, where they're ready to start going out. I mean, they're being born this time of year, don't get me wrong, but we're a little ahead of schedule for the kittens to be arriving. So that's always ramping up our capacity, our workload, making sure we can get as many kittens as possible through the shelter and into their families. Usually the public's ready for kittens by this time of year because they aren't really born so much in the winter. So we usually have a lot of adopters, foster families ready to get those kittens.
Build up.
So, I mean, it's kind of nice that there's a little dry period. I do think it drives people's interest in getting kittens once they start arriving. So seeing them already, Lee, it's not going to be long before a shelter's full of them.
Well, but at the same time, for the public, you might need to act quickly because I was on your website and I saw where you guys were right pushing up close to 98% of the animals that are coming in are being adopted out.
That's correct, yes.
That's a superb number. Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, it's a focus area for us. And I think you'll find that the majority of shelters in Michigan and across the country really are doing their best to hit those maximum potential to get every animal into an adoptive home. So we're very excited about that. And we work very hard to make sure that we give every animal every opportunity, whether it be their health that needs some attention or their behavior that needs some attention. You know, it's important to us.
There's some individuals just sitting in their living room thinking about getting a kitten or a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them a good reason why, you know, coming out and visiting the Humane Society will make sense for everybody.
Okay. Well, I just say go to a shelter. I hope they come to my shelter. But every animal shelter needs help. So I just want to encourage people to always consider adoption. The cat population is enormous. It's a much bigger problem than the dog population. We seem to have the dog spay-neuter situation under fair control, and there are still way too many kittens in our homes, and you can just see that by the number of kittens that are running loose, and, you know, people are turning loose and are actually just roaming and free roaming. So, you know, certainly, and of course, this is what I do for a living, so of course I'm going to say adopt from a shelter. But my goodness, most shelters do a great job getting animals ready, spaying and neutering them. You get the whole package there.
Is there scenarios where you might, as they listen, encourage the kitten versus the cat or the cat versus the kitten? How do you guide someone when they come in and either they're open-minded or closed-minded?
Oh, well, I mean, cats and kittens are pretty different situations there. So I guess I'd recommend, and people love the cuteness and playfulness of kittens. So if you have the energy for that, they can be a little destructive, you know, not in a nasty way, but they climb curtains and scratch. And so I think if you have the energy for a kitten, I think the kittens get adopted a lot more easily.
Right.
So I always do encourage people to look at the adult cats because they're usually less work, usually calmer. going to sit still in your lap more than a kitten who wants to go, go, go. So, I mean, we're all different. We all have different desires from our pets. But we always encourage anyone who's coming in for a kitten to take a walk through the cat area, too, just in case they might find something that they're even more interesting to them in there.
Now, do you work kind of hand in hand with animal control? I imagine they also sure. are in that same situation
oh, yeah.
where they're confronting a kitten population. And how does that differ as far as what comes to the Humane Society, what comes to animal control, and what does somebody want to think about before they get in their car, whether they want to go one direction or another, or do you just encourage that they go both, or how
does
that work?
There's so many questions.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well,
I'm always like, you know, I have all kinds of thoughts. I just got to get them out. I can't help it.
It's always the interesting way of Rick Bruce.
Well, and I think it depends on the animal control, because some animal controls have an adoption center, right? So they're certainly going to have usually ample kittens, and most of them now have everything online where you can view their animals too. So I always recommend people go online, see what's available, see, you know, what shelter has something that meets your needs or that you're really looking for. Yeah. Because not all animal controls will have an adoption side. We take a lot of animals from Clinton County and Ingham County animal controls.
Right, right.
Ingham County does their own adoption program, so we don't take as many animals from them, although sometimes we'll be, you know, helping each other out with populations for sure. So if someone's like, which shelter do I go to? I think if you have the capacity to go online, go look and see what's in stock, you know, or
what we have. Right.
Like at our shelter, animals go very quickly. So, you know, you need to kind of act quickly. But any shelter that has an adoption program is going to have kittens starting probably in May and usually throughout the summer. So I don't think you have to,
It's a little different complexion with the dogs because animal control, as we've learned, are going to be specifically focused on the animals that they find within the immediate community.
Right.
Whereas oftentimes more of the bully breeds and some of the other ones and not many of the small breeds. Mm-hmm. And you're in a situation, I believe, if one's looking for a dog, puppy or otherwise, that it might be a little bit more diversity.
I think so. I think that's possible. We don't have, you know, boundary. So we typically work in the greater Lansing area, and our focus area is clearly Eaton, Clinton, and Ingham counties. But we take animals from all over the state. And so, you know, we both take animals, and we don't have any, you know, we're not just serving animals in one specific area. So I do think it lends to a little bit more diversity in the animal population we might have at any given time. We do transfer some animals from out of state, but by far the majority come from Michigan and mostly in the greater Lansing area.
Right. But probably a pool wider area.
We do. We do.
Things are the type of dogs or puppies that are rescued or relinquished in, let's say, Clinton County is going to be probably a different character than that's relinquished in Ingham County.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Sure.
Now, Julia, one of the things, too, that I know you guys probably collaborate on, and frankly, it's one of the things where, again, before I spoke about leadership in the community, you guys were way out there when it came to the idea of spay-neuter and getting the spay-neuter clinic up and running. Your numbers have always been phenomenal in that. How is that going? And how much is there cross-coordination with other shelters? And tell us how that's been working out, because it just seems like of all the success stories out there, that's got to be one of the biggest.
And what year did that start?
2011 is when the clinic opened.
So you've had 10 years.
Yep. We've been at it for 10 years.
What's the impact?
The impact is enormous, and it's pretty far reaching. I mean, there are people who come from up to an hour away to come to our spay neuter clinic. So, although again, the impact is mostly local, we're seeing it reach beyond our local community, which is always to me encouraging that people are needing those services and they're seeking them out from us. So, the impact has been fabulous. I mean, we certainly haven't solved the population problems with the spay neuter clinic, but we know. I mean, when you just think of the capacity of every animal that's spayed or neutered and how many, you know, offspring those animals could have had. I mean, you're talking about huge impact. And, you know, we're doing 7,000-8,000 spay neuters a year. And so that it can't not have an impact. And we are doing a lot of spay neuters for other organizations. We've got a voucher program where Ingham County residents can come to our spay neuter clinic and get discounted spays and neuters. So, that is a lot of collaborating with other animal welfare organizations who need spay-neuter services.
We don't have much time. I want to just sometimes we forget about this. Give location. Let people know in the community that may not know where either the neuter clinic is the Humane Society is. Give them an idea where you're at.
Okay, so our spay-neuter clinic is on Cedar Street. It's at the corner of Cedar and Miller in South Lansing. So you can look it up, you know, in terms of finding the location. And then the shelter is out on Grand River Avenue, about 4 to 5 miles west of the airport.
Okay.
So, you know, we're quite a distance between the two facilities, but we kind of specifically and strategically placed the clinic in a more centralized area for accessibility. People can take the bus to it if they need to. So obviously you can't do that so much out where we're located, a little bit more rural out in Clinton County.
No, but you won't miss that location. Just look for the colors. And bottom line is,
I hear all about the colors.
You will find the new facility that is located out on Grand River. Julia, we need to take one more quick break, but when we come back, let's talk about the situation that I mentioned before, which is that you guys have got a reward out. Let's talk about that. We're talking with Julia Palmer-Wilson from Capital Area Humane Society, and we'll be back right here on 1320 WILS.